Hello and welcome to a new episode of 20 Minutes with Chad. I'm your host, Chad Meisenheimer. This is going to be a little different than most episodes. This is going to be episode 5. We originally recorded in episode 5, but we had to cancel it due to it being controversial and I think unnecessary, even though it was comedic. It was based on unprofessional, delusional behaviors in the film industry, and I picked someone who was in the industry or trying to be in industry, a so-called, in air quotes, writer, actor, filmmaker. I don't talk smack about people's talent or craft because you could hone those. Now, being a shitty person is a whole different can of worms. I didn't want to get this person more attention than they deserve. They were very unprofessional, delusional. They were attacking professionals in the industry who were giving their time and energy for free, and they were ungrateful about it. And they would make personal attacks. This person was also scamming their funders, lying about their crowdfunding, and so forth, and basically accused me of stalking their page. I don't follow them. I don't subtweet them. I usually see their posts because they're following my friends and whatnot on Twitter/X. So that was what it was. And I went into specific details and I felt like, I really felt like it was too controversial and unnecessary on my half to go with the thing. So that's what it was. I usually don't censor myself or cancel something, and I don't even think it was that edgy. A lot of people were waiting for this episode, rooting for the episode, you know, and you're probably saying, Chad, but you only have a small group of listeners anyways. And I'm like, yeah, but the right ears hear it. Same thing with my movies. The right eyes see my movies. So that's how I got my Netflix pilot presentation as a director. That's how I went in to pitch for places like Crypt TV and NBC, Warner Brothers, and all that fun jazz. And yeah, so that's what it really came down to. And I really don't like people who are unprofessional and delusional and play the victim and blame others for their failures. They are entitled. I don't like entitlement. I don't like arrogance. I don't like ignorance. I don't like ego. I've never been a type of person. I've always joked around. It's like, no ego, all in. Because that's how I do it. And my comedy's always been kind of impulsive / relevant in the time. So probably why I like doing short films and sketch comedy and whatnot, and stand-up. But yeah, so that's pretty much for that. And it's just, I feel bad for canceling it because some people are really like, oh, Chad, this is a masterpiece and da-da-da-da, and you're just telling how it is. And that's just not my style. I've been doing 20 Minutes with Chad for about 9 years. With my co-host, producer, sound engineer, Simon Watson. And he does good podcasts, and I didn't want any flack on his company with him and his friends. They have a good podcast, and they have really good interviews. Like, I know my show is lo-fi and low-budgie, but it is what it is. So that's what happened with episode 5, and so I'm trying to do that. So it's just, that's how it is. Pretty much what I've been up to. Like I'm recording this on a Saturday morning. I finished my coffee at Starbucks and my little writing session, so to speak. Kind of been stagnant lately with my work. I'm currently writing a sci-fi comedy feature. Good idea, fun premise, but I keep getting stuck in the development outlining process because you can only do so much. So I'm going to try to change it around a little bit and try to make it into like an anthology feature where short stories on the same character over time, which kind of is interesting. I came up with an idea of parodying like vertical series. I'm not a fan of vertical series. I think it's just a trend that will eventually die. And a lot of people in the business are like, oh no, it's not going to happen. Da, 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 da. I'm like, nah, I don't think it's going to last that long. I really think it's going to crash and burn like all the short form content pre-2019 with like QB and Yahoo streaming and all that fun jazz. I did jury duty last month, which was in June. That was an interesting experience. I was selected for a jury, never been selected for a jury before. Never wanted to. I've always tried to find an excuse to get out of it. And I'd be like, I'm racist, or no, I can't do it. My family's cops, and I'm the grandson of a former judge. But I got selected, and it was a misdemeanor case, which I thought was kind of redundant because it was going to be time served anyways, because it happened in 2024 and it's 2026. So it was like an elder abuse case. So I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. They were only going to say it was going to last. Monday was jury selection. And they were like, oh, the case is going, the trial's only going to last Tuesday, Wednesday. And you guys are going to have a verdict, blah, 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 blah. They're like, thinking it was going to be a slam dunk kind of case. it wasn't. Not that much evidence. Once there was only 5 pictures and one witness rule where they basically describe it in state of California that it's considered evidence. So one person can describe what happened, and a jury either has a choice of believing everything or whatnot. And it was not enough evidence. There was a lot of doubt cast on the thing. But the trial lasted Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we started deliberating. And there was count one, count two, or not guilty. Count one was, like, bodily harm. Two was the lesser charge. And not guilty. There's 12 of us. 4 wanted count one. 4 wanted count two. 4 was not guilty. I was one of the people who was not guilty because I was leaning towards more of the second charge, but just one jury was this juror was just like, hey, you know, this, and this don't make sense. Like, the pictures in a trial, he basically said the pictures were taken after his attack in an ambulance. Well, when we looked at the pictures were not in the ambulance. That was part of the DA. He sucked. He didn't do his job. He didn't build up his case. Because basically, in court, you're innocent till proven guilty. And this is the thing that also triggers something, which I probably mentioned a little bit later. This guy, he probably did do it. But the DA didn't put enough evidence. And so that's what happened with that one. So I was just like, I was not impressed with it. But the people that came in, because the guy who was on trial was a homeless dude. Most definitely probably a drug addict. But, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. And this person that had so many, had issues with the person who was the victim. Which it possible, like, he probably did do it, but like I said, not enough evidence. So we were hung till Friday, and the DA and everyone was like, oh, it's gonna be done Wednesday. It's Friday, and we still haven't made our thing. We did a bunch of votes, and still the thing, it was 4-4-4. And people were getting annoyed, and actually a fight broke out in the jury room between two jury members. One who really wanted to count one, who was very biased, and wanted to do it because she was a victim of sexual assault, which she didn't say or mention anything about when they're doing a jury selection. So she was really guilty, 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 guilty. And the other chick, she was not, said not guilty because she was a nurse. And she's like, these pictures don't add up. She's like, I'm a face and neck nurse. The neck is scabbing, and that takes longer. The mouth wound actually would heal faster. And the mouth wound didn't heal that fast because the person got punched in the mouth. So I was like, that actually makes sense. So I was like, all right, but yeah, they had the bailiff come in court. It's sheriffs, which is a county thing. So we had a bailiff wait there. We had a county sheriff in there, make sure no more fights. They had to separate. We could have stopped deliberating. We had to go into court and say, hey, can you, like, this is not, like, this is a hung jury. And basically, Yeah, it was just like, it was kind of funny where it was just, well, not funny, it was kind of ironic, but it is what it is. Yeah, it was crazy. I never seen that, so I was like, all right. Also, during lunch breaks, during jury duties, are super long. You usually get an hour and a half to 2 hour lunch, which is really interesting because most day jobs, you get 30 minutes. So that was fun. Well, it was in downtown Fairfield, so Ghettoville anyways. So, it was interesting. Like, they had some cool restaurants. So it was a pizza place that I usually go for lunch there called Evelyn's that made pizza slices that were really, really, really good. So that was delicious cheese pizza. I'm Italian, so I'm a sucker for pizza. Even though I'm type 2 diabetic, you're not supposed to eat it. I grubbed on it for a good 3 days. Also the restaurant called Joe's Buffet, which is really good. They make the best roast beef sandwich, and you have like a dip on it. Oh, that's really good too. There was this cookie place that I went to that made delicious homemade kind of cookies that were really, really, really good. So that was diabetes wise, the diabetes monster was coming to get me, that's for sure. That was good. I get per diem for jury duty service, which was interesting. It's $15 a day. You don't get paid the first day of jury duty selection, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. So I got $15 each of those days and plus mileage. We didn't go in Thursday because they gave us a day off. But yeah, it was an interesting experience. So that was interesting. So I came to like a decision the other day that I will officially plan moving back to LA full time. Not now, but that's the goal. I'm going to move back to LA no matter what, because Fairfield is Fairfield. Been here since 2023. I was only supposed to be here for a few months and then was probably going to try to move and have a job in Sacramento because I need a city to do my comedy and stand up and making movies and try to be a community. But Sacramento and NorCal and whole is very different now after COVID. The Sacramento film community, 90% of them, they're filmmakers. They all suck. I don't like, once again, saying, don't want to bag on people's talent or skills because you learn. Eventually you could change and grow, adapt, evolve, pivot kind of thing. I always say to myself and to others. But I had to modify my expectations. It was, they're not great. There's very few filmmakers I know up here when I went down to LA for 10 years, almost 10 years. Even when I started in the business, it changed. I started in the film business when I was 19. So about early 2000s. And this is when the horror and DVD were like really big and everyone was trying to buy everything. So that was when it was a good time to start out, but Sacramento kind of went down and down. And you always have these people like, but they're shooting this big studio. Yeah, unless you want to be a PA for the rest of your life or work as a background actor, I guess that's fine. Let's see. Yeah, it's just, it's not that. And a lot of people up in Sacramento and NorCal, because they're not entertainment industry heavy. I'm a careerist. They treat it like a part-time job. Part-time filmmaking, I call it, which is you have to have a regular job to pay your bills, get if you have a family and kids and whatnot. That makes sense. I don't have that. I knew what I was getting into when I was starting the business, where I'm like, I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to have kids. I don't see myself having a 401k plan. Hopefully it was one day I would join the union and that happens. But with all the SAGs bullshit about pensions and benefits are so out of reach. You have to make like $30,000. Each program, you have to make $30,000 a year just to get it for. You have to do it for 10 years to get a pension, which is ridiculous. So you have to make $30,000 plus a year for 10 years to get pension, but $30,000 a year to keep your benefits. And that's unrealistic nowadays, where nothing like unions don't shoot commercials and all that fun jazz. So you could listen to that where you find like agents and managers tell you other way, and you have to like the Hollywood industry gatekeepers like, oh, it's this way. But nah. So yeah, so I did that. So my goal, like I said, LA eventually again. Continue to work on projects. I was supposed to produce a short film for a buddy of mine, but that got canceled. We're supposed to shoot it in July. He couldn't find an actress, and he's kind of getting wear down at the business, so he actually quit the business. Me and him kind of started out around the same time, and he's turning 40, and he's just like, you know what? I just want to own my own little business, move to Thailand, and kind of do my own thing now. And a lot of people I know in this business are kind of doing it after 20 plus years, where they're like, it's not the same. It's definitely a struggle to be in this business. You always have to adapt, evolve, and pivot, and modify your expectations. You have to know what is attainable, what's tangible, what is sustainable. Those are the three big things: attainable, tangible, and sustainable. Sustainable especially, because that's where I run into, where I want to find the financial career stability, kind of have that happy balance, because I'm not in the business to be famous, be icing on the cake, but you know, it is what it is. For example, Operation Total Trouble. It's a lo-fi animated short film I made late last year. We did a film festival run that didn't go well. It was selected at a film festival. It was nominated for Best Micro Short Film as for an animation. And the film festival had some issues and basically tried to change dates and had issues with Film Freeway. And basically, yeah, so Film Freeway had to pay everyone back their submissions. And this film festival basically just fell apart. And I still have the nomination, I guess, and I have it on IMDb, which is kind of cool, but that's it. It gotten good reviews and from critics liked it and saying, oh, Chad is back, which is kind of nice, because this short film is my first project I directed in 7 years. Someone asked, like, do you see yourself doing another animation short? And definitely don't think so. It's very, very doubtful. It's a long process, and there was a big learning curve. I learned everything the hard way, which is probably would make me do it better, I guess, next time. But it's just like, listen, learn. But at least I checked off the bucket list of making an animated film. I do have a bucket list of genres I would like to do, like sci-fi. That's what I'm trying to do with this sci-fi comedy. And then let's see, what else was there? Yeah, so that I would love to do a musical or a Bollywood type film. But yeah, so hopefully that's my goal. I would love to make a Western. A Western would be kind of fun, because I grew up watching Westerns with my grandfather. He would sit there and fall asleep during Westerns, John Wayne, John Ford movies, kind of things I really, really like. But yeah, so it's been an interesting, hopefully this episode makes a good replacement episode for the original thing. Like I said, if you want to have any career field, I guess, don't be unprofessional, don't be delusional. Don't attack people who are giving you advice and feedback that you are asking for. You should be grateful and appreciate it. Take it with a grain of salt. Like, you don't have to take their notes. It's everyone's opinion is subjective. So you just kind of have to be like a sponge. Absorb what you want to and wring out what you don't want. That's how I look at it. You can't be a snowflake in the entertainment industry. So with every failure or rejection or someone not liking me, you can't let that get to you. That's a whole ego thing. If you're looking for validation, you're in the wrong career field. If you're in it for the wrong reason, for rich and fame, you're in the wrong business. It's not going to make you happy. You could be doing projects and it's ebbs and flows, and I have had many ebbs and flows. I've been doing this for 20 plus years, and yeah, I'm still doing it because I don't have a plan B or a fallback or a backup. I do what I do. I've made money in the business. That's how I think that's why I'm not delusional and I just put in the work. So once again, thank you for listening to 20 Minutes with Chad. If you have any questions, please email us and Chattles@